Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Gratitude defies Satan's lies. Thanksgiving is the basic response of a soul that recognizes the existence of a personal and almighty God. Thanksgiving is the basic unit of our communication with God. It is the most repeated expression of faith between man and God. Thanksgiving is important because it is a sure sign that a person has a true and vital relationship with God. So what does your fruit of Thanksgiving look like? In your home, your marriage, utilizing your God-given gifts. Love begins at home. The lack of Thanksgiving is a major debilitator of walking in the strength of the Spirit. Neglect in this area is the first step away from a relationship with God and a plunge into darkness. It says in Romans 1, verse 21, "For even though they know God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened." We know that non-believers do not give thanks to God. But believers who have gotten lazy or too busy are taking steps towards disbelief that will eventually plunge them into darkness. Thanksgiving signals that our faith is strong and that our respect for God and family is strong, or not. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, writes, "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." 2 Corinthians 5:17. What are the ways our new creation manifests itself if it isn't in thanksgiving and praise to God and extending that love and intentional respect to our spouses and family? If we are in Christ, do we really see things differently? Are we really appreciative and thankful? We can either squeeze in Thanksgiving Day and hurry back to work, or we can treat it with the time and attention it deserves. It begins with an examination of our hearts, perhaps with repentance for taking on too much ourselves and our independence and self-sufficiency. The government has been squeezing God out of our country and our schools. We cannot allow that to happen at home. A new fella attended the Courageous Men's Meeting this last week, and he just started to rededicate himself back to God. His daughter walked into his room and said, "What's that book, Daddy?" He said, "It's the Bible, and Daddy has been reading it lately again. Daddy, would you read it to me too?" Wow, if that doesn't tell a story. That spirit can permeate an entire family and all of their lives. Our marriages can be elevated to a completely different level. What about having your family sit around after dinner this week and share why they're thankful? Perhaps you'll begin by saying, "I'm sorry, I haven't been too vocal about God of late, but I want to change that starting today. I'd like to lead that change by example." Most marriages in the world do not offer up thanksgiving to God or read the Bible together or pray together over their family. Truthfully, too many husbands don't sacrifice for their wives, Ephesians 5. They don't read the Word of God themselves, much less wash their marriages in them, verse 26. They don't pursue holiness or encourage it in her, in verse 27. They don't delight in her as Jesus delights in us, verse 33. And too many wives will not submit to the husbands God has given them, in verse 22. They don't respect their groom or support his callings, verse 33. And so their marriages slander the story they're meant to tell. Their love warps and mangles God's masterpiece. Thankfulness is an important subject to the Apostle Paul and in the Word of God as a whole. some combination of the word is found 169 times in 162 verses in the NASB and 195 times in 186 verses in the NET Bible. Paul uses the concept over 40 times in his epistles and 7 times in Colossians alone. Thankfulness is a mental and or verbal expression of one's acknowledgement and appreciation of God's person, his grace, blessings, and sovereign work in one's life and the world. When we're thankful, we recognize that God exists, and we're acting on the reality of his life as the very source and means of ours. True thankfulness recognizes our total dependence on God and stems from realizing that everything going on in our lives and all we have is the product of God's sovereign control, infinite wisdom, purposes, grace, and activity. 2 Corinthians 4:15. Finally, do you know that gratitude ushers in peace? Count your blessings, not sheep. Gratitude and thanksgiving help us see God's hand in all our circumstances. Humble yourself and make this Thanksgiving special. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I pray that you make this a very special Thanksgiving week. Continue to pray for Pastor Brooks and those that you know that are in need. Make it a Jesus-filled day. Amen.